Welcome to Sausage on a Fork, a podcast dedicated to the UK's longest-running children's drama programme, Grange Hill. My name's Neil, and in each episode, I'll interview a former cast member about their life before, during, and after their time on the programme. The world of Grange Hill was shocked and saddened recently when we heard the news that Stuart Organ had passed away on the 15th of February. Stuart was Grange Hill's longest-serving cast member, playing Mr. Peter Robson for 16 series from 1988 to 2003, appearing in 265 episodes. Before Grange Hill, Stuart began acting professionally in 1975 at Leeds Playhouse, appearing in Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, and in Sweeney Todd at Queen's Theatre Hornchurch. Stuart's early television appearances included those Glory Glory Days, By the Sword Divided, All the World's a Stage, Bullman, Doctor Who, and the part of Kevin Cross, Harry and Edna Cross's son, in Brookside. In 1987, Stuart joined the cast of Grange Hill as Mr. Robson. During his time at Grange Hill, Mr. Robson was a PE teacher and a geography teacher before gaining promotion to the position of deputy head teacher. This led to him becoming the acting head teacher before finally becoming Grange Hill's head teacher. Grange Hill fans have shared their favourite memories of Mr. Robson, most notably typing the word Pratt on a computer whilst on the phone to Mr. Hargreaves, dressing as Rambo for the school prom, chasing the mugger who had mugged Lisa West, helping Matthew Pearson when it became apparent he was being abused by his father, and of course his romance and subsequent marriage to Miss Carver. My own personal favourite moment was when he caught the thief at the end of term fun day, taking him down with a tackle that Morla McCall and his gang would have been proud of. Stuart appeared in many other programmes both during and after his time in Grange Hill, including Casualty, This Life, Wycliffe, London's Burning, The Bill, Bad Girls, New Tricks, Holby City, Doctors and Bridgerton. He was also an accomplished voice actor, lending his voice to many animations and video games. His voice also became familiar to millions of people when he was the voice of the London Underground, telling passengers to mind the gap. When the news of Stuart passing away was announced, many people posted their own tributes to him, with almost all of them saying he was the type of teacher they wanted to have when they were at school. This episode of Sausage on a Fork features interviews and messages from Stuart Organ's fellow cast members who have shared their memories of a man who has been referred to as by many as Mr. Grange Hill.
I have now been joined by Lee Corns, who played Mr. Hankin. And Lee, if you could tell us your first memories of Stuart.
Yeah, well, I joined, I think it's about 1989, and I'd done some television, comedy mostly, and so this was quite a big job for me, a drama, you know, a continued drama, and a well-established series. And quite often, when I've done parts in the past with shows that are well-established, you know, you do feel a bit on the back foot, because the team know each other, and you're the newbie. And it was very quick that Stuart, you know, not exactly took me under his wing, but he made me, put me very much at ease. And he was, I will say, he was just such the consummate professional who never swam round, always on top of his work, always punctual. It was just brilliant. And I took a lot of, not only comfort, but lessons from him. I mean, I did tell him before he passed, you know, in a WhatsApp that, you know, you were a shining example to me. And I'm not just saying this as how to do a show, a regular show, keep it together and do it properly and professionally for the job you're paid for. And he did it so well. I never saw him falter. Yeah, he would forget lines or whatever, but he was always on top of his character, always on top of the script, knew what he was doing. Yeah. Very, very, very obedient. But, you know, yeah, if he had to say something, he did. And just did it so professionally, easily and well. And it was really a lesson to me to do the job well. You know, whatever job it is, do the job well. Don't get funny about it. And he was a shining example of that. Yeah, definitely.
Brilliant. And I suppose, you know, you just said there about knowing his job and doing the job well. Obviously, he was Mr. Robson, you know. Yep. And he, many people have said in comments on posted online. He was, for a large part, he was Grange Hill. You know, you could argue that he was Mr. Grange Hill, wasn't he? You know.
Well, when there's so much change, you know, obviously the students come and go, and I think for the show it was really important, like with Mrs. McCluskey, no longer with us, of course, that there is this continuity, as there would be in a school, you know, a real school, and it gave it that gravitas and that continuity of which a lot of things hung off. And without Stuart and, you know, all the long serving, I suppose put myself in that bracket a bit, but certainly we're in the senior positions, and they had a lot more to do in the shows than I did. I was not often in the show very much, even though I was in the episode, you know, they just not held it together, but they were this sort of the patchwork of the show, which these students and the kids and all of it passed through. And he was just great. He could do everything, you know. He could be a bit light with the script, or the gravitas, and interpreted the character well. It became him, like, to a certain extent, Hankin became me. You know, it was got easier to do it in a way because you were so comfortable and familiar with it. And the writers knew that as well, for him and for all the regular characters. They were very, very well served. And Stuart said that. He said, you know, the writing's good enough to, you know, is makes it easy to do because it's good writing and it's in tune with the character. Yeah.
You told me that you and him became, you know, really close while you were on the programme.
Well, yeah.
Do you have any sort of, like, stories that you can tell us about working with him, whether it's on camera or off camera?
Well, what was really nice is that after a while we became good friends, and I lived in the South Coast and would sometimes, if an early start or an outside location, stay his house, you know, and so we'd have a drink and chat, and got to know him quite well. And he's just a very sweet, good-natured man, a very good actor. There are no outrageous stories at all. He never got drunk or anything. He's just, you know, quite private in his own way. But, you know, once you got to know him, a very generous and warm-hearted man. There's no outrage. There's no gossip about him. And that's how bloody good he was. You know, he kept his job, obviously separate from his private life. But I was honoured enough to, you know, that professional relationship developed into a friendship. And I was honoured to go to his wedding, meet his wonderful wife, Julia, to whom we obviously send condolences about the passing. And they were very happy together. I would love to tell you, and this happened, but, you know, no, I can't, because it was all just so relaxed and easy with him. I'd never remember him raising his voice or anything, but on set or off set, getting shirting, getting irritable, coming in not feeling right, you know, even if any of us did or he did it, he didn't show it, and he just did the script. I mean, that's why I've got such a strong memory of him, because he was so bloody consistent in a good professional way, and he was a good, consistent, lovely personality as well. I mean it, I'm not, I was really choked to hear that he'd gone, because he was a big part of my enjoyment of Grange Hill. And of course, with the show, with so many students, the adults obviously not tend to club together, but they have a slightly separate relationship as adult actors as to the younger actors, obviously. Yeah. And so with changes in personnel, the consistently appearing ones, you know, got closer and closer. It was true of some other of the adult characters as well. But Stuart was a wonderful man to work with. And I was, obviously, as we all are, grieving that he's gone, really.
I mean, you just said there, you know, the fact that you never knew of him ever being drunk, so you've got no, like, sort of mad story. But then that must show how good he was, the fact that, because Mr. Robson had that alcoholism storyline as well. And so that just shows the professional and the mark of the man.
He did. I mean, it was just an easygoing, settled man in himself. I mean, you think he was comfortable in his own skin. And so there was no outrage or lashing out. I mean, we all had bits and moans about how things, certain aspects of Grange Hill. I mean, what was happening towards the end was that the shows were being shot in a shorter and shorter time. And basically, in the end, the money was being compromised a bit. For somebody who's been in the show for so long, it's not, you know, it's not very respectful. But then, you know, budget cuts, threats about the show, its future, and all the rest of it, as actually obviously went up to Liverpool. And he was about the only teacher, I think, who went to Liverpool with it,
So, yeah,
and
I
then
think so,
it
yeah.
folded afterwards. And so the whole thing changed as a show, as a program to work on for him, I think, once it went to Liverpool. But he still did his job, you know. I never heard him complain about it other than just the schlep up and down, but because he liked being in London. But no, he got on with it and made the most, you know. That's what I think. And of course, he's done loads of other stuff, and I've seen him occasionally. Wasn't that long ago, I cannot remember the show. I thought, oh, there's Stewart. Maybe it was a judge or something. I thought, he just gave that solid, centered performance, you know, that
Yeah.
you knew he'd give.
Well,
Much
so
missed.
can I ask you then, Lee?
Yeah,
What would you
go.
say your lasting memory of Stuart would be?
His smile, you know, he'd come on and smile. And then, but when he was on set, it would be, he wouldn't go into like that kind of, oh, I've got to get my set. My stuff together. He'd just like he would just be thoughtful, and then you knew he was ready to go. You know, he was no messing about, larking about. I mean, I'd lark about a little bit or whatever, and but no, it was let's get this done. And because there was a lot of pressure on that show, you know, lots of scenes, lots of episodes, and they did rely on the adults, obviously more than the kids, to get it right. We couldn't set a bad example to children by losing the plot or just being funny or stroppy or tantrumy, you know, and I'm not suggesting that the students were, but it was, you know, they did look to us, I think, on the whole, as teachers in real life, that, you know, the responsible adults who should get it right, you know. And so there was that, not pressure, but that responsibility to do the job in front of the kids properly. Yeah. And he never faltered on that, ever. I mean, fluff lines or whatever, or might ask for a retake or might suggest something, but it was never, oh, no, yeah, it was just, he was great. It's hard to think of anything spiky to say about him because there wasn't anything, you know.
Yeah, no, well, Lee, thank you so much for coming on and talking about Stuart. I know that, you know, we've said it is a sad time, but I know you had that special relationship with him, so I really appreciate you
And
coming
I'm
on.
very lucky to have had that relationship with him, and for 10 years off and on. You know, I mean, that's quite special. It's not just, yeah, it's not just a job. It's you know, it's a lot of your life. You know, not all year, of course. Spending time with somebody who you respect and admire. Very lucky me, you know. And sad for Julia and Stuart's family that he's gone.
Well, thank you
Okay.
so much. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye bye.
This is Fiona Lee Fraser. I played Laura Regan in Grange Hill in the late 80s. Was lucky enough to work with Stuart the time I was there. And he was just a very, very lovely, fairly quiet, very, very professional, and very kind man. And when I think of him, I just think of him with a really endearing look on his face, even though we were very annoying children at the time, and could barely call ourselves actors. But he was really always so, so patient and kind with everyone. And I know the whole Grange Hill community will really, really be saddened at his loss and miss him tremendously. And I'd like to send lots of love and warm wishes to his friends and family.
Peter J. Morton and I played Wayne. I remember when I joined Grange Hill, there was already a few teachers there that would be considered legends. None more so than Mr. Robson, played by Stuart Organ. I remember when I first walked in and saw him and realised that I was part of Grange Hill, and it was so exciting to be in the room with Stuart. And then I was lucky enough to do scenes with him over the years, and I always found him to be massively encouraging as an actor, very giving and fun. You know, he was just a fun guy. He liked to have a giggle. He didn't take it too seriously. But he was just a wonderful actor, and he had a wonderful presence. And I was very, very saddened to hear that he passed away. And I will always, always think of him very, very fondly.
Hello, everybody. My name's Renee Montemayor, and I played Bryony Jones in Grange Hill. And I worked with Stuart, the lovely Stuart, for about 4 years. And it's very sad to hear about his passing. Sending so much love to his family, his friends, and anybody else who worked with him, his extended Grange Hill family. It's a very sad time. But my happy memories of Stuart are that he was always a professional, always smiling, always such a gentleman. And he'll always be Mr. Robson to me. And the first time he walked into the makeup room, I just remember going, oh my God, I've got to be on my best behavior. It's Mr. Robson. But of course, the actor, as we know him, he was just so kind and gentle and such a loving, just a lovely, positive person to be around. Nice smile. And he was a lot, he wasn't as, well, he wasn't Mr. Robson, but he was. Do you know what I mean? He was a lovely, lovely man on screen and off. And I'll always remember one of my favourite scenes was the chase scene with Bryony and Nathan running away from the bullies. And Stuart was there on that day and he took pictures of us in the dump where we were hiding. And we just had such a laugh that day. Happy, happy memories. Rest in peace, Stuart. Wishing everybody lots of love. Please, everyone, take care of yourselves. And to Stuart's family, sending you lots of love and my prayers during this very difficult time. Thank you, Grange Hill family. Lots of love to you all.
This next voice message is from Ruth Carraway, who played Helen Kelly.
Oh, I was really sad to hear of Stuart's passing. Yeah, it's not good when we start hearing of our people that we work with start going, especially as he was only 72. Makes me really sad. When I was 14, 72 sounded so old, but now I'm 53. It sounds really young. So yeah, I'm dear Stuart. I don't remember him that well because obviously he was an adult and we were working as children, but I do remember that he was just really kind and considerate, and he was a real professional. And even though we were pains in the butts at sometimes, you know, when we were giggling, I can remember him sort of giggling along with us and not getting too grumpy with us. We never got the eye from him, but he always remained professional, which, I will have fond memories of Stuart. So, yeah, real sad.
Hi, my name's Adam Sopp, and I played Darren Clark in Grange Hill from 1998 till 2001. It's very sad to learn of the passing of Stuart Organ, who played Mr. Robson. I remember my first scene that I filmed on the show was quite a complicated Steadicam shot that went through an assembly while Mr. Robson was giving a speech, kind of went through all the students, and then finally ended up on the new intake, which was me and my friends. And at the end of this quite complicated shot, it got to us and I think I made a mistake or said the line wrong or something, and we had to go again, and people were a bit annoyed. I remember coming over and putting his hand on my shoulder and just saying, don't worry, we'll do it again and you'll get it right next time. He was a very calming influence. He was a very professional actor and someone we all looked up to, and the world is a sadder place now that he's gone.
Hi, it's Kate Bell here, and I played Kelly Bradshaw, and I have such fond memories of Stuart. When I went into the show in the 90s, when I'd been watching it, he was really one of the few kind of legends left in the show who'd been in it for many years and who I looked up to. And when I knew that he was going to be there and I was joining the show, I was like, oh my God, it's Stuart, like it's Mr. Robson. And of course I saw him go from the PE teacher to head teacher. And yeah, he was like a, you know, real solid, great actor, such a lovely man as well, and he would always just be there welcoming in all this new cast all the time. Every year there'd be new kids coming into the show, and he was always so welcoming and such a great actor and someone to really look up to and learn from. And it was him, Lee Corns, he plays Mr. Hankin, and Rachel Bell, Miss Holmes, that were like the legends to me, like left in it when I went into it. And it was amazing to learn from them. And yeah, he was just so lovely. And it was a very sad day. So yeah, lovely lasting memories, and what a mentor to have in the show.
I'm Karen Ford, and I played Miss Booth from 1984 to 1991 for 7 years. I was so, so shocked and greatly saddened to hear the news of Stuart Organ's death. I can't clearly remember the year Stuart joined the cast of Grange Hill, perhaps 3 or so years after myself, and of course I know he stayed on for several years after I left. I have very fond memories of Stuart. He was a genuinely kind, considerate, and a really nice man. Unfortunately, I don't have any anecdotes to share with you, but I will always remember him with great affection, and I send my sincerest sympathy to his family and friends. They have lost a very special person.
Hey guys, how you doing? My name's Colin Ridgewell. I played Colin Brown from 1993 till 2001. I'm just putting a message out to Sausage and a Fork, who's taking the time and the effort to do a tribute to Stuart Organ, which absolutely quite rightly so. Yeah, what can I say about the guy? Absolute f***ing legend, do you know what I mean? Yeah, he was an amazing guy. Treated us all as equals. Yeah, he was an absolutely cracking guy. He was just an incredible man, and took the time to sort of teach us the trade, helped us with scenes, because when I started, I was 13, I didn't know what I was doing, he had patience with us. He took the time to help us learn the scenes and see what was going on. And Christ, he must have done that to everybody before me and everybody after me. The patience that man must have had. Just being sort of the older guy that he was, to be able to see all these younger actors come in. It's crazy, isn't it? When you think about it, the patience that man must have had, and seeing us sticking around and stuff like that. Ah, absolute legend of a guy. Man, I love Stuart Organ. An absolute legend of a guy. And I'm sad he's gone. And I'm shocked that he's gone, only 72. But I'll have the fondest memories of him, because he was the nicest guy. Yeah, he was a great guy. And I'm sad he's gone. And what an absolute cracking guy. Stuart and your family, and all the Grange Hill family, here's to you. You're a f***ing legend. Cheers to you. And may you rest in peace, good sir.
Hello, my name's Amy Phillips and I played Jessica Arnold in Grange Hill. I was lucky enough to work with Stuart in all the years I was in Grange Hill. And I just have no memory of him, even though he worked with us kids all day long, I have no memory of him being anything other than really kind, really encouraging, really generous, really patient. He treated you like a fellow actor, even though we were a lot younger than him. He just listened to your opinions. He took you seriously. And I think that was just really confidence enhancing. I think we all upped and raised our game when we acted opposite Stuart. He was good fun. He was good company. I was really saddened to hear the news, and I send my love to his family, his friends, and our Grange Hill family.
So I've now been joined by Julie and Claire Buckfield, who played Natalie and Natasha Stevens. So, girls, if you could tell us what your first memories of Stuart were.
I remember my first ever read-through at Elstree, and I always remember him with his tracksuit on, and coffee and a packet of cigarettes, or cigarellos, I think they were. But he had the softest, gentlest voice. Uh-huh. And he was just very welcoming and very warm. And I actually ended up having quite a few scenes to do with him. And you did it. He was part of your
reveal. So he was, when I joined the series, I think the first scene that I ever filmed was the scene where it's the big reveal of you know, me and Jules and well, Natasha and Natalie. And he's part of it. And I budge past him. And that was the first scene that we, and that, it was rehearsed quite a lot because there was lots of camera angles. It was a corridor. There was, I think, the long corridor. Then there was someone you were coming across.
Yeah.
So it was timing. So the timing had to be great. And yeah, he was part of my first ever scene, Stuart was.
Yeah, I mean, he was part of the big reveal scene, wasn't he?
Mr. Robson, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, you said Mr. Robson there, and a lot of the tributes that people have said this week is the fact that, you know, for a lot of people, he was their headmaster.
Yeah, well, actually, when I joined, he was still a form tutor, a PE teacher. Uh-huh. And I think he really actually did enjoy wearing the tracksuits, because I remember then Mrs. McCluskey left, and I think that Mr. Hargreaves thought he was going to get the job. But Mr. Robson, I think he became deputy head and then headmaster.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, Stuart, because he was in real life, I mean, he loved his tracksuit bottoms and a jumper and like, and so he had to go from wearing tracksuits in the show to suits. And I went, oh, wow, Stuart, you look really smart. And he went, and uncomfortable. But he did. He looked amazing in his suit, but you just never saw him like that. So when he became headmaster, he enjoyed it. And he was a lovely headmaster because he was so softly spoken. And he was the kind of teacher at Grange Hill that, you know, if you had a problem, you could talk it through. You know, he wasn't a shout at you kind of teacher. You know, he'd want to get to the bottom of the problem.
Yeah. Yeah, he was the type of teacher that kids wanted to have at school.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah.
We talked about the reveal scene, the Duff Duff scene, as we've called it when I spoke to you in the past. But do you have any other sorts of favourite scenes with him?
Do you sang with him? I sang. So we were in a band.
Yeah.
With Mrs. McCluskey's Farewell. Uh-huh. And he was the drummer, and he could actually play drums.
All right. Okay.
So he was the drummer, and he formed the band, and I sang vocals. And he was, he introduced me, Natalie Stevens. I was the mystery singer. Yeah. And I remember having, we had to go in on a Saturday morning and have rehearsals. And he was really encouraging, actually. Yeah, it was really, really good fun. Yeah, and he was quite good, actually. Yeah, he was very good. Yeah, so we were.
Do you know what Jules told me, which I don't know, can't believe that I never knew, that he was the sound of the underground. So he was Mind the Gap Man. I can believe it, though. I mean, I did say when obviously we heard the sad news and everything, I was like, God, what I always remember about him is his voice, like Anna Quayle had such a powerful voice. It was so commanding, her voice. You wanted to listen to it, and it was only her voice. You recognised it straight away. And with Stuart, his voice was like the perfect voiceover artist voice. That's what I remember. Like, he was just like the ultimate pro, wasn't he? You know, like, if BBC could do voices, and you know, and this would be perfect for this product. In fact, Stuart probably could have nailed,
lend himself to anything.
His voice was absolute quality.
So you know, you've mentioned sort of how welcoming he was. And as you obviously as you get older and you sort of you're learning your craft, was he the type of person that would sit with you and you know help you out and give you tips and things like that?
I mean, I think so. Certainly with nerves and stuff like that, you know. His presence was always quite chilled.
Very calming.
He was very calming. And I think most of the people that work with him will say that. He was actually, you know, a professional. What did you say? He'd always leave coffee. He'd always have, there'd be lit coffee cups all around the set. And he'd, like, continuity, he'd go crackers. Because wherever he was, there was a cup of coffee underneath the counter or just out of shot. And they'd be like, can we just move the coffee, please? get rid of the coffee. And you'd always know. If you went into, like, I don't know, you went into a classroom, you'd always know that, he was filming yesterday, because there would be cups of coffee everywhere.
Yeah.
So, but he was, he was a really, but also, I remember,
a true pro, wasn't he?
He was, and also, again, such a lovely man, and I remember, so Grange Hill was filmed at Elstree and Bournemouth, but then it moved up to Liverpool.
Uh-huh. He went with it, didn't he?
And he went with it for a short time, but I remember I was filming Hollyoaks at the time, and he was still filming Grange Hill as Mr. Robson.
Right.
And I remember stopping in the corridor saying, oh, my God, how are you? And he went, wow, Natalie's certainly grown up, hasn't she?
Yeah, and he was very warm and welcoming then.
Brilliant. And so, can I ask then, what would you say your lasting memory of Stuart would be then?
I'd say he was a true. I loved his voice. His quality voice, a lovely, kind, generous actor who was very good to all of us young kids. We were learning. You know, he knew his craft already. We didn't. We were learning. We're learning on the job. He had a lot of patience. Actually, to be fair, all of the people we worked with, all of the teachers, had so much patience with us. You know, we're learning how to stand there. You know, this is your mark. Hit this mark.
And he didn't know what that was. He didn't know what that meant before.
No, and he was so patient. Obviously, he knew it. He knew exactly what to do. He, you know, it was kind of his first instinct was always right as well. You could always trust him, couldn't you, in a scene? He was just a true pro, a real lovely, gentle man is what I'll say.
Yeah.
Yes, Jules?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know what some of the good stuff actually that Stuart did? I remember watching the stuff that he did with Mr. Hargreaves. He was always pushing him and could never actually quite get to him. He would, so Mr. Hargreaves was always, you know, thought he was a cut above the rest of all the teachers, and everything should be done his way. And, you know, and Mr. Robson was always like, yeah, okay, yeah, you like the sound of your own voice, but this, I'm talking about the characters, not the people.
Yeah.
And those scenes were always a joy to watch because he played it very, very well.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming on and giving us your memories of Stuart. Like I say, I appreciate it. It is, you know, it has been such a shock and a sad time. So thank you. So much.
Thank you. Thanks, Neil.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Further tributes from Stuart's fellow cast members include Francesca Martinez, who played Rachel Burns, who posted this tribute online. I was so starstruck by him when I started on Grange Hill, and it took me ages to stop calling him Mr. Robson. He was so gentle and kind. Thomas Carey, who played Alec Jones, sent this tribute. Stuart Organ was one of the loveliest actors I've ever worked with. He had the patience of a saint. Looking back at the 4 years I worked alongside him at Grange Hill, I never once felt uncomfortable working with him as I did with other adult actors at that time. He had a great sense of humour and always knew how to get the best performance out of whatever scenes we were working on. It was the same offset. He was never too busy to stop and have a chat. R.I.P. Stuart. It was a real honour to have worked with you. Kevin Bishop, who played Sam Spaulding, said he was very fond of Stuart and that Stuart was always very friendly and professional. I would like to thank everyone who has contributed to this episode and send all of our love and thoughts to Stuart's family and friends at this sad time. I am sure we would all like to thank Stuart Organ for all the memories. Rest in peace, Stuart Organ. Thank you, sir.